Therefore, we open God's word, let us bow before him in prayer. We're assembled here, Lord, with desire that thy word does draw us together. We rely on thee supplying your love and grace upon us. And we know, Lord, Heavenly Father, that in thy care we are the safest, that we have nothing to fear. And that as we assemble together in thy name, Lord, we trust upon thy promise that thou wilt be with us. May your name be glorified, Lord, and may Holy Spirit touch our hearts this afternoon hour, that we might live according to thy holy will, that we might serve thee better every day of our lives. We pray all these things in the blessed name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear ones, this afternoon hour, I have a desire to read from a familiar text that is found in Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, I wish to read all 21 verses. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same thing to you, to me, is indeed not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision. For we are the circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus. And have no confidence in the flesh, though I might also have confidence in the flesh. If any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yet doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend, that for which also I am apprehended by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in any things ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same things. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk also. Walk so as ye have asked for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, whom whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. According to the working thereof, he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. May the Lord bless these few verses.
Dear ones, apparently Apostle Paul keeps reminding the believers in Philippi, keeps reminding all of us in this afternoon hour, not that we don't know these things, not that we have never heard these things before, not that we are learning something new, although every time we open the Word of God, we can get refreshed from the living water that is being offered to us, that maybe we will pay a little bit more attention to different things more than we used to or more than the other times. But as Apostle Paul is beginning this chapter, he's encouraging the church in Philippi. He said, "My brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me, indeed is not to write the same things to you, to me, indeed is not grievous, but to you, it is safe." It is safe for all of us to be reminded of the important things that Apostle Paul is telling us in this chapter. In verse number 2, he's also warning about, he's using some heavy words here: beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision. Dogs, the evil workers, the concision. I don't exactly know what concision means, but it is words that the Apostle Paul is using, apparently not in a good light, against those who were the enemy of the gospel, who were the people who he felt they need to be specifically and warned about with extra caution, because he knew that this is where the danger lies. He knew that there were false prophets that were trying to diminish the way of Jesus Christ, the gospel of Jesus Christ that he came for. And Apostle Paul himself, being the one who actually was confirmed when he was on his way to Damascus, that Jesus Christ himself got in his way, and he stopped him, and he asked him, why do you do these things? Why do thou persecutest me? And he himself was so sure that this was a thing that Jesus Christ wanted him to do, that he was very confident in his faith, that he was very, as we can read over here, that he was not relying on his physical or fleshly fleshly qualifications, where in these few verses he's actually encouraging believers in Philippi. He said, for we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in flesh. In Galatians 5, I believe, it says, circumcision or uncircumcision doesn't matter if you have faith in Jesus Christ, if you are spiritually minded, if this is what if this is what our goal is, to glorify Jesus Christ in our works. He says, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinking that he hath whereof, he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrews of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. Everything that someone could hang on as far as fleshly qualifications, not only things that he attained in his education or in his learning about the law, but also born as a Jew who was circumcised the eighth day. Everything, all the qualifications, qualifications that he needed to have to be perhaps called someone and something in a Hebrew world, he had that. He accomplished that. He was gifted with that. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. He acknowledges that all these things that he maybe once valued, maybe he once was pressing or having as a huge advanced over someone else, this was actually worth nothing without Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, that it was not worth nothing, but it was negatively affecting him and making things harder to be able to maybe trust in the Lord the way he needed to trust the Lord. And this is where he's encouraging us, dear ones, that we would not put our focus of our accomplishments, of our education, of our whatever we either inherited or worked for on a fleshly level in this world. He says, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul was a confident man. Apostle Paul was a very zealous man. Even when he was doing the wrong things, I believe he believed he was doing right things when he was persecuting the Christians and church at that time. He was doing it with a full zeal. He was giving his 100% for what he believed was right thing to do. And he believed at that time that right thing to do was to persecute the Church of God, Church of Jesus Christ, not knowing that he will one day be one of the most important apostles in this work of Jesus Christ. And when he converted, when he was when Jesus Christ met him on the road to Damascus, when he from all that light, when he became blind, and when he had to go to house of I'm not gonna get the name right now, but where they did accept him, they did baptize him, and the Lord showed him that things that will have that his zeal and his energy that he had in a wrong place up to that point, that he will use, the Lord will use for his kingdom, and he will turn this zeal of Apostle Paul in a positive way, so that he would work hard for his kingdom, for the Lord's kingdom. Apostle Paul is recognizing that the things that he once valued as important things, he's recognizing that this has nothing to do with what we need to follow Jesus Christ. He is encouraging all of us this afternoon hour that we would be found in him, as he said, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. The righteousness that we need to have, dear ones, that we cannot rely on our physical abilities, that we cannot rely of our physical or fleshly qualifications, but that we need to focus our righteousness, that we need to live by righteousness of Jesus Christ and our faith through him. In Colossians chapter 3, this is the verse that we refer to many times. First two verses say, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not of things on the earth. We need to forget the things that we need to focus on. If we became a children of the living God, if we became servants of the Lord, we need to focus on the things that are above. That we need to forget, we need to die to those things that we once were, to the person that I once was. This is not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Jesus Christ. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Apostle Paul is admitting here that he knows that he didn't apprehend those things which he's striving for, that perfection that we all need to strive for. But he says in verse 13, he says, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. The things that he did before he converted, he was very ashamed of, I'm sure of that. Maybe those things that he was doing, that the things that he was persecuting the church and the believers, maybe someone did want to use that against him. Certainly Satan tried to use that against him. There are things in our lives, dear ones, I know there are things in my life before my conversion that I'm very ashamed of. And Satan wants to bring those things to our attention. Maybe someone we know likes to bring those things into our attention, that we are reminded of the things. And yes, maybe we should be reminded of those things every once in a while, but that those things are something that we need to forget. Jesus Christ told us that he will remove those things from us if we follow him. That those things that we are ashamed of, those things that we are not proud of in our lives, that he will remove them from us as far as east from the west. And that he will never mention them. But we cannot go back, dear ones. We cannot be dwelling on those things. We have to press forward. We have to look how we need to and how we can and how we should be serving our Lord without being tied to those things that are behind us. There's a saying, you cannot start a new chapter if you go and reread the old chapter over and over. We have to forget those things. We are required, actually, to forget those things and to serve the Lord, to look forward, to press towards that mark that we are all striving for. Mark for the price of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, but thus minded, and if any things ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same things. We need to be like-minded. We need to be of same mind. We're all created differently. We all have different personalities. We many times have different thoughts, dear ones. But there should be one thing that we should be of like mind, of same mind, that we would press towards that high mark of Christ's calling. And I believe that's the reason we are all here this afternoon hour. Because we do want to serve our Lord. We do want to change. We do want to get better. We do want to be of better service to our Master. And this we can do, dear ones, with his help. But we cannot look backwards. When we plow, we cannot be looking back. We need to be looking forward and try our best with his help. In the next few verses, I really appreciate the confidence of Apostle Paul. He says, brethren, be followers therefore of me, and mark them which walk also ye have us for an example. Someone might think that this may be a little bit arrogant of Apostle Paul to place himself or to presenting himself as an example how we should follow someone. But Apostle Paul was very confident in what he saw, where his faith was, and the life he was living. He was very confident that Jesus Christ was the number one in his life. And this is why he has that freedom and liberty to tell us that we would be followers of him and of those who show us good example in our life. He wants us to be also confident. Jesus Christ wants us to be confident that if we love our God with everything we have, if we love our neighbor like ourselves, he's encouraging us to be confident as Apostle Paul was. But if, as brother prayed, if we don't have that testimony about us, if we don't put our faith on display among those that are around us that can maybe see things that a Christian shouldn't have in his life, this is where we're going to fail to testify. This is where we're not going to be able to say, be followers of me. Apostle Paul was centered of Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul is also warning in verse 18, for many walk, of whom I have told you often and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. He's also recognizing that all those also that walk, not all of them are followers of Christ. Some of those who pretend to be walking in his footsteps are actually enemies of cross. Why is this? How are those recognized? Heavy words in verse 19 says, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. Those who mind earthly things. Those that are not centered of Jesus Christ, but self-centered, maybe are looking to please their own fleshly appetites and desires, and look what is there for me first in the first place. Those, he said, that we need to be very aware of. We need to run away from. And we need to make sure we're not those. He says, whose God is their belly. They worry about their belly, about their fleshly desires and fleshly hunger in the first place. Apostle Paul knew that he wasn't that. That's why he had confidence to encourage us to follow him. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto glorious body, according to the working, thereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. If we are in his service, dear ones, if we are pressing for that high mark in our lives, that everything, that our focus, our energy is focused to serve Jesus Christ, dear ones, we will get new body. He will give us new body one day that will remain with him. I believe and I pray that every one of us that are assembled here today, that we would really keep our eyes on that prize. That prize that was promised to each and every one of us if you remain faithful to the end. May the Lord bless his words upon our hearts. Amen.
They're as strong of words of condemnation as we will probably find in Scripture, what Apostle Paul wrote, to be an enemy of the cross of Christ. Who is that? Who here can say, I'm an enemy of the cross of Christ? Well, we know that an enemy of the cross is the one who rejects the gospel. And so all who are outside of Christ are enemies of the cross. And they lie under condemnation. But Apostle Paul here is writing to a church. He's talking to a church. He's talking to believers as being enemies of the cross of Christ. How? If there is any part of the gospel that you or I reject, we are enemies of the cross. Because to reject the gospel means that my God is my belly, as he says here. And I glory in the things that I should be ashamed of. So what does it mean that my belly is my God? That means that which I want. Some people's desire for money will be such that they're going to cheat, lie, steal. Just give me. Give me. Their God is their belly. And they're not ashamed of it. They will have possessions to show you how rich they are. They glory in that. And they should be ashamed. That's what Apostle Paul is saying. Do you and I have anything that we take any glory in? Kind of walk around a little bit proud. Look at me. We should be ashamed, and we're glorying. We're enemies of the cross. It could be your fleshly lust, sexual desires, so strong that you immerse yourself into those things. Your God is your belly. It's you. You want to feed yourself. And the Apostle Paul says, I tell you, even weeping, that they're the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame. Who are those people? The one who mind earthly things. He says, our conversation is in heaven. Our citizenship is in heaven, is the word that is being described here. And he's writing to Philippi, which is a Roman colony. And so being a colony of Rome, they speak the language of Rome, they eat the food of Rome, they dress like Rome does, they do everything like Rome does because they're citizens of Rome. He says, Apostle Paul says, but our citizenship is in heaven. That means that I wear the clothes of heaven. I eat. Those desires that I want are all heavenly. I dress. I act. I live as if I am a citizen of heaven. And Paul says, you are ambassadors. So we are citizens of heaven, walking, talking, dressing, living like heavenly beings, representing heaven. We are ambassadors of Jesus Christ here. So that, as James says, your faith, we are saved by faith alone. Yet, James says, your faith cannot be alone. You have to live. You have to have the works of heaven in order to show that you're an ambassador of heaven. And he says, we also look, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We heard today that the call of Christ, today the voice of God is, behold, I stand at the door and knock. That's the voice of Christ today that you hear. And if any man will hear and open, I will come into him and sup with him and he with me. That's the voice of Jesus today. But the voice that will come is the voice of a trumpet. It's not a sound of a trumpet, it's the voice. Because John said, he heard a voice as if it was a trumpet, and he turned and looked, and it was the glorified Christ speaking. Then it's too late. And so we have today, dear ones, and I really appreciated this morning how Brother John shared with us a thought that carried him through the week. It's really nice to share these things with one another, because I know what carried him. And it's good to share these things with one another. Blessed who giveth him his heart. You're going to be blessed. It doesn't matter if you're going to struggle. You're going to lose. You're going to take a loss. You're going to lose to the flesh. But no, you're blessed because you gave him your heart. You are a citizen of heaven. You're blessed. There's no better way to be. There's nothing in this world that it can give you to give you that blessing that God can give you. And so we've been reminded today, as we've heard, and it's up to us now to just take those things that we've heard and be blessed. Be blessed. Be the citizens. Don't be an enemy of the cross. Be a friend of Jesus. Live for him. That is my prayer for all of us. Amen.